Shin Samachay, Sif Aleph. Mavi Shinifas Bakvirsa Mitzida Klapi Vaisha. Mavi has walls around it, but one of the walls has a breach in it, and it's close to the front of the breach. So once again, I'm talking about a Mavi that has a Lechi occurred on the entrance, and then a little further in, there's a breach in the wall. Ibn Shahabat Omer Bereshi Pas Rachav Abbot Fochim Mutter. If the breach is more than 4 tefachim away from where the lechi in the Torah is, that's acceptable. But we treat that the lechi is still connected to a wall that has a certain chshivus. But if the breach is more than a 10 avos, that would then be 4, that knocks down the whole wall. If the piece that the lechi Torah is leaning on or connected to has a breach right next to it in a fashion that is less and 4 tefachim left, so basically you're looking like a little piece in the corner that's detached from the rest of the lechi. In such a case, the lechi or kara or potel didn't work anymore. Elam kena yapilz apazim shloshu tefachim. So once again, if we have a beach less than 3 tefachim, we don't relate to it. But if it's more than 3 tefachim and it's within 4 tefachim of the head of the lechi, then the lechi kara do not work anymore till you close up that breach. In the case where we have the pilz, I mentioned before, the halacha says it's not clear if it even helps to make a tzuras pesach in the front of the mavi. So once again, we have the pirtzah close to the entrance of the mavi, we just have to stop with the pirtzah, because any other tikkun, it's not clear that it helps. Whether you put tzuras pesach there or you put tzuras pesach in the front of the mavi.